If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about: benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com. Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Len Casper, the TV voice of the Cubs, joins the Bernstein and McKnight show in just 1 minute on The Score.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other, and now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
Ryan drives one in the air, deep left center field. Back goes Galloway near the fence at the wall. Home run! Chris Bryant with a game winner into the teeth of the wind, and his teammates jumping up and down at home plate. What a finish!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Join Coach Fitz in the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Cubs bullpen blew the game last night, but without a true closer, the relievers have been one of the best groups around over the last month. Pitching coach Tommy Hotovy with Mullion Haw.
We just stayed on our course. We stayed with our game plan. We knew that if we just kept focused on what we could control and the things we wanted to do coming out of spring training, things were going to turn. And we just didn't want to panic and make all these different changes without, you know, giving ourselves a chance to right the ship. And a testament to our guys for, you know, our pitchers and our coaching staff to keep that message going and keep our guys focused.
The entire Hotovy interview on 670thescore.com. Jose Quintana will throw in tonight's rubber match at Cincinnati. GM Jed Hoyer joins Bernstein McKnight at 11. White Sox Blue Jays begins with a Dylan Covey Marcus Stroman pitching matchup on the south side. At the 101st PGA Championship, Tommy Fleetwood and Matt Wallace tied for the lead at -3. Brooks Koepka one shot back. Tiger Woods has two double bogeys on the front nine. To the NBA, Kevin Durant will miss game two between the Warriors and Blazers. Golden State still favored by 7.5. The Athletic reports that Zion Williamson had a positive meeting with the Pelicans while in town for the draft lottery. Acting Jets GM Adam Gase traded linebacker Darren Lee to the Chiefs for his sixth-round pick. And in the NHL's East Finals, Boston goes for the sweep over Carolina. This update was brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. And the Score's afternoon text line is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate, megapros.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score tonight, when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:05 on The Score, a Radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, home of the Brute and the Highlands Championship Golf Courses, GrandGenevaGolf.com.
Here it comes. Drive to left. Grand Slam time.
Len Casper.
That's win.
Oh, my.
my goodness.
Oh, baby.
TV voice of the Cubs.
Hey, one other question about Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Does he still qualify for the Wookiee of the Year?
Slightly above average bassist.
Maybe Casper playing the guitar, really into it.
Len Casper. With Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
You can find Len Casper on Twitter at Len Casper, and you can find him right here, right now, on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. The outcome last night, not so good, Len, but maybe the lead story of a very, very solid Yu Darvish is a good one.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All the things that have gone right, all the plays that have been made over the past month plus. A couple of plays weren't made last night, and that's just the way the ball bounces. You know, the Bryant to Bodie throw, it looked like they had a play on Votto at third base, but those plays are not always made. And I agree with you on Darvish. I thought it was a very encouraging outing, 11 strikeouts, and more importantly, no walks. And the stuff has always been good, but the ability to command it early in the count was really encouraging. And this bullpen has earned so many big saves and wins that they were probably due one. And, you know, the Reds' offense certainly has underachieved. I looked at their numbers, and I saw a tweet. They were hitting .214 going into the game last night. The lowest batting average in Cincinnati Reds history prior to this year is like .227. So, I mean, they've been historically awful in terms of just gathering hits. It doesn't look like the worst offense in the league to me. That would be the Marlins, but you get my point. They've got some good hitters, and Suarez is dangerous. You know, Votto is always kind of one swing away from a big blast. So I expect this offense to be a little bit better, and late in the game, they were really good.
Have you and JD and the production team sat down yet to compare some of the on-screen graphics you want to throw up there for Jake Arrieta versus Yu Darvish, or does that happen in a couple of days? How much hype are we going to have surrounding that one?
You know, I know that that's coming, but I really haven't looked ahead too far to the Phillies series, but I do look forward to that matchup. You know, I know Jake wanted to pitch against the Cubs at Wrigley last year, and it didn't work out. And you know he's going to be very pumped up. So yeah, that'll be a fun matchup, and I'm sure we'll have some graphics to compare what they've done since Jake left.
I was doing a deep dive into the performance of Tommy La Stella yesterday, and Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus got a chance to talk with La Stella about what's going on. And I guess the message would be to any Cub fan that is lamenting the fact that La Stella is elsewhere and keeping up with Mike Trout in some of these offensive numbers that are frankly insane. I mean, that he has more home runs this year than he did in his entire career coming into this season. And what he told Baseball Prospectus, La Stella did, he said the fact that he's been starting and it is a completely different mindset for him than late inning, high leverage pinch hitting and situationally. He said he's just doing things differently. He's able to see a pitcher twice. He is able to look for his pitch rather than just trying to put a barrel on something and drive somebody in kind of thing. So I guess the bottom line is, had they kept him and not gone after Daniel Descalso, this likely would not have happened because he would have been in the same role where he said he wouldn't have been able to make the adjustments he's made.
Yeah, I think that's generally correct. You know, to me, the bottom line is we all know he's a really good hitter. So he's just been better than really good. And I don't think people expected him to go to the Angels and all of a sudden not be very good and the Cubs and fans not to miss him per se. But you're right. It basically came down to, I think, wanting to have that player start a little more often, be a little bit better defensively, and that veteran leadership. And once you bring Descalso in, you know, it kind of makes La Stella a little bit redundant. So I don't think anybody in that clubhouse, I don't think any of the hitting coaches are surprised that Tommy is off to a good start. But I think it is the power part of it that is eye-popping. And it's always been in there, but I'm with him on it. And I take what he says at face value that, you know, he really does understand situations, and he's not generally going up there in the eighth inning to try to hit a home run unless it's a tie ball game with two outs or something.
Len, Carl Edwards Jr. gave up a home run last night on a pitch that was up, but out of the strike zone. It wasn't the worst pitch that I saw last night. Still, he's been real good since coming back up. No walks, just the one homer, a couple of strikeouts. This Cubs bullpen seems to me better when he's operating at the level he has this month.
Yep, because he's got the stuff, and the Cubs need power arms like him. And the key is that he was able to recover after the home run, and that he can recover in his next outing. And JD made, I thought, a really good point that, you know, he probably got sent out not because he struggled the first time. It just seemed like, definitely with the body language, that a bad pitch, a walk, a call that he didn't like, a home run, affected him for the next batter. And that's the one thing you can't have at this level. So it was almost like a mental reset for him to head back to Iowa. And the fact that, you know, he recovered after that home run, I think, was actually pretty good news. Guys are going to give up home runs and in big spots, but for the Cubs bullpen to be at its best, they need him to be at his best.
You've really made no secret of your fans' love for Joey Votto, just how he's been one of your favorite players and
yes,
never ceases to be interesting to watch. But what the hell was that last night? I mean, it was really a bit uncomfortable. I'm used to it with Hunter Pence, to see somebody that twitchy, that jumpy, that refer to it as like that sort of crackling arousal level. I don't know how anybody can function as a hitter doing what he's doing, just that sort of tightly wound.
I've never seen him that frenetic. He's a thinker, and you can always see him kind of looking up toward the sky between pitches and talking to himself. But he looked like he couldn't stay in his own skin last night a couple of times. He looks like he's in a bad place mentally right now. And I think the lesson learned is that if Joey Votto is in that space, this is a really hard game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because at his age, I mean, you know, there's some debate as to whether he's a Hall of Famer at this point, but to me, because he's on the Mount Rushmore of on-base percentage, I would probably put him in right now. But he thought he was awful last year. Now, I think he only hit 12 home runs, and that's probably what he's referring to, but he led the National League in on-base percentage. And I think his quote was, "Once you do something for two straight years, that's who you are." And I think that was him putting pressure on himself, as if to say, if I'm bad this year, then I'm bad.
Hmm.
Joey Votto is not bad. He's been bad the first 6 weeks of the season, but I would be utterly shocked if this continues much longer. I always trust that he's going to figure it out. And right now, it doesn't look like it's going well.
Talk with Cubs.
And that's good for the Cubs. Yeah. That's good for the Cubs, by the way.
Well, absolutely, it is.
Hopefully.
Get a couple of wins, especially Len, with the asks that are on this Cubs offense. The next handful, it's Luis Castillo, and then Max Scherzer, and then Steven Strasburg. The offense, as it's been going, has won games, but it's not been the well-oiled machine that you've seen in other parts of the season. At least, not from my perspective. They got a couple of tough guys to face in these next couple few games.
Yeah, we don't know when Rizzo's going to be back. You'd hope by at least tomorrow or Saturday he's back in the lineup. That's a big presence to not have. Jason Hayward has been slumping, I think, 4 for his last 49. Two of those hits were triples. One of those hits was a game-ending home run, but you'd like to see him get it going a little bit. Descalzo, I think, derailed recently by the ankle injury, so he missed about a week's worth of starts. David Bodie's kind of gone through a little bit of a slump. It's natural. You can't have six guys hot all at the same time, and it felt like for 2 or 3 weeks that was the case. It does get very difficult, and just in terms of the guys you mentioned, do not go to sleep on Luis Castillo. I don't know if a lot of fans know a lot about him, but stuff-wise, maybe as good as any starter in baseball. He's off to a tremendous start for the Reds, and this guy tonight is going to be very, very difficult.
We're going to have Jed Hoyer on in about 45 minutes, and we're going to talk to him about everything that is going on with the baseball team he generally manages. And one of those is the now public information about Ben Zobrist and his absence from the team. And I'm looking at some of the actual the practical baseball responses here about what could go on when you have somebody who is on an indefinite leave. What kind of contingency plans must there be? And as he's gone, as you know, you've got a fungible roster spot there, the possibility that maybe he doesn't come back and what that means for the remaining money. What are the baseball ramifications of what's going on?
It's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. What I've been told privately and publicly is it's an indefinite leave. No one has given any indication if and when he does come back. I do feel that because of the strength of this roster position player-wise, that while you do miss Ben Zobrist and his presence and his bat and his versatility and all the things that he brings to the table, that they've been able to kind of mix and match and be okay. And now that Russell's back, you know, you feel that the logjam, so to speak, on the infield, Joe doesn't have as many difficult decisions to make in terms of who starts. But, you know, that's a better question for Jed, because I don't know if you're able to think long term yet, or if you're just taking this day by day, week by week, and really letting Ben figure out, you know, if and when he's going to come back, because you don't want to make, I mean, you're going to talk about it and probably have some contingency plans, but you can't make any big decisions until that part of your roster is sorted out. And you don't want to do something where you bring somebody up and expect that person to be here long term, and all of a sudden now Ben's coming back. So I think right now you're probably just more playing the waiting game than anything else.
Len, thank you. As always, we look forward to talking again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
That is Len Casper, TV voice of the Cubs, brought to you by Anthony Buick GMC in Gurnee. Get amazing savings during GMC Truck Month. Save 19% on a new 19 GMC Acadia. Save 22% on a new 19 Buick Encore. Anthony Buick GMC in Gurnee. For offer details, visit anthonygurnee.com.
Talk a little football coming up. Ian Rappaport, our guest from the NFL Network, is on the way. The Jets are an absolute mess, and it is delicious. We'll get into it with Ian when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
The manager of your Chicago Cubs, Joe, how are you today?
I'm well, and good morning.
How satisfying is it for you to see KB find his game?
Beautiful thing, man. His confidence is soaring right now. You saw the plays at first base. Just threw him a first baseman's glove the other day. Hadn't even taken any ground balls, and he did a wonderful job.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, and today's birthday shout-out goes to Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas. After the 1999 season, the legendary Buffalo running back was astonished and angered to learn by watching a crawl on ESPN that he had been released by the Bills, as he recently recounted to the Buffalo News. Thomas then signed with Miami out of spite and revenge. The week before the Dolphins faced the Bills, Buffalo's beloved owner, Ralph Wilson, called Thomas in the Miami locker room. I don't know how many times in his life he said, "I'm sorry," but that was one of them, Thomas said. After the game, Wilson told him, "You look better in red, white, and blue." A few weeks later, after Thomas suffered a career-ending torn ACL, Wilson called again, asking him to sign a one-day contract in order to retire as a Bill. So happy 53rd birthday, Thurman. Have a great day. I'm Boomer Esiason.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, Cubs fans, hit a home run this month with my friends at Grand Appliance and TV. Now through June 10th, get store-wide savings and up to $849 in rebates on select appliance purchases. Also get special in-store savings on most grill brands along with free delivery and basic setup for any grill, $398 or more. Visit your nearest Grand showroom or grandappliance.com. Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. You make it home, we make it grand.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey Google Pixel fans, for a limited time, get both our Sprint Unlimited plan and the all-new Google Pixel 3a included for under $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Phone $11.07 per month after $5.56 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Remaining balance due if canceled early. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit, just $159. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 40-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with Ryobi's trimmer blower combo, just $159, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th while supplies last.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about? Or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion. You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
For 4 days only, double up and stock up at JCPenney. Get 2 for $25 select women's shorts from ANA, St. John's Bay, and Arizona. It's the perfect summer look. And shop 2 for $20 on select men's polos from St. John's Bay in his favorite colors. The best part? You don't need a coupon. 2 is better than 1. So hurry into JCPenney now through Sunday and get ready for your best summer ever. JCPenney. Offers valid 5/16 to 5/19. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
We work hard at being healthier.
One, two,
when what we really need is proven quality sleep.
Only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by JD Power. And during our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, only $17.99, only for a limited time. For JD Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, Ian Rappaport.
Here is what we know right now.
Insider for the NFL Network.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Breaking news across the National Football League.
This is something that has been going on through the wee hours of last night. Really round-the-clock discussions.
The Rap Sheet and Friends podcast.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Ian Rappaport with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Ian Rappaport is at Rap Sheet. He of the Rap Sheet and Friends podcast on the latest one. Ooh, this has got to be fun. Landon Collins and Jason Kelsey. That sounds like a thing. NFL.com, NFL Network, and Ian joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. What the hell is going on there?
Oh, did something happen with the Jets?
I read a headline.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting, although we shouldn't be totally surprised. There's been one of these, you know, not last year, but there's been one of these for the last, you know, previous years. The Bills fired a GM after the draft. The Chiefs did. The Panthers did. I mean, there really is precedent for weirdly timed GM firings. And as one person involved told me yesterday, like, the timing sucks regardless of when it happens. You know, like, the only thing that would maybe make sense is to fire the GM and the coach at the same time. But if the owner wasn't ready to fire Mike Maccagno when he did that to Todd Bowles, then, you know, he wasn't ready. He wasn't there. And so what, you know, basically what Christopher Johnson did was embed himself in the organization, went to all meetings, went to player interviews, free agency meetings, draft meetings, and took a really close look at the decision-making of Mike Maccagno, how he came to a decision, how he communicated that, what he was like in the building, was his vision kind of getting passed around the organization, and he found that it was not, and made the decision to fire him and, you know, search for a new GM in the middle of May.
How much of this is a disagreement between head coach and GM that ends up getting the GM fired, and how much is it that they've had failures in free agency? They lost Anthony Barr back to the Vikings. They ended up making a move for a really highly paid running back that apparently Adam Gase doesn't really care for. Is this a last straw thing, or was this budding for a while?
The relationship was definitely part of it, so I don't want to make it seem like it wasn't part of it. It just wasn't all of it. You know, like, I think a lot of people are sort of describing this as a power struggle with Maccagno and Gase. It's not really like that, because as far as I can tell, Gase was sort of uneasy, but okay. Like, didn't love the relationship, was not happy about some things, but had resolved that it would sort of end up being okay. And, you know, they had worked on it too. I think free agency, you know, you mentioned the Le'Veon Bell. He likes the player, just didn't like the price tag. Now, I mean, there's also a question of who was really pushing for Le'Veon Bell. Was it Maccagno or was it the owner? Because if it's the owner, then it's tough to blame the GM for carrying out the wishes of the owner. So it's complicated. It's odd. I don't think it's the wrong decision because, you know, when I talk to other GMs, like, just around the league, people who have worked with the Jets, I mean, they sort of viewed Maccagno as an extremely nice guy, a good scout, and someone who probably should not be a GM. Like, just inability to get deals done, frustrations. Like, it was just, seemed like it was very big for him.
we had said in the aftermath of the Bears draft that it felt like David Montgomery, the running back from Iowa State, was a first-round pick, even though he wasn't. He was a third-round pick, but it was magnified because he was the Bears' first pick. Yet, in support of that almost, every time I have read these predictions for rookie who's going to be a good fit, who is going to be a good player right away, just today, adding to the list, your colleague Dan Parr ranked rookies, and he put them into different buckets here. Don't sleep on them was one category. Big opportunity, big payoff. Greatness within reach. And then top contenders for Rookie of the Year honors. And I'll be damned if David Montgomery isn't number five on that list behind Ed Oliver, Devin Bush, Nick Bosa, Kyler Murray. And this was after Adam Rank, who you know also had also said that he thinks that David Montgomery right away is going to contribute. Does this add validity to the fact that it is kind of like a first round pick for them?
Well, I think you are right in that it feels bigger. It feels like a first round pick. And this sort of happens. I remember, you know, when the Patriots took Jamie Collins in the second round, that was their first, basically their first rounder. And he was magnified because that was their sort of first pick. I mean, this does happen. I honestly think whichever running back they would have taken would have received similar hype. And I think that has more to do with the Bears, with Nagy, with the way they run their offense, and they're basically, I mean, they are basically at a point where people just think that they're going to get production out of whoever. So, like, they could have taken anyone else, and it would have been like, wow, what a great spot, you know, fit right in, because I think that's what it's been. I mean, just think about it. Like, they had a very productive running back who was essentially a starter for them on the trade block for weeks, and nobody wanted him in Jordan Howard, obviously. And because it's scheme gets most of the credit for his production. So I think with David Montgomery, sort of similar type player, I think people just expect big things. Now, I mean, Montgomery's measurables are not great, not very fast, but was pretty productive in college and is smart and is pretty tough. I think it's going to be a good fit, but I just think whichever running back was there would have gotten similar publicity.
Talking with Ian Rappaport of NFL.com, the NFL Network, at Rapsheet on Twitter. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show. If that kind of shine, if the Nagy shine works like that on a rookie running back drafted in the third round out of a Big 12 program that's known for offense as it is, despite the measurables he's had, does that shine? Like, as you talk with the insiders, the guys you're hanging out with during the offseason, and kicking things around, does any of that shine hit Mitch Trubisky, or is that still a prove-it thing? Has this offseason changed in any way the perspective of those you talk to about the quarterback for the Bears?
No, I mean, I think, you know, what most people, most other evaluators, most other GMs think about Trubisky is that he will probably be fine. You know, like, the way it was described to me is basically, like, his floor, like, the worst he can be is Andy Dalton, who is a totally fine starter who, you know, the Bengals have thought about replacing but have never actually done it. So Andy Dalton will leave being a starter in the NFL for 15 years and have made, you know, will probably end up making $200 million before he's done, right? That is the worst Trubisky can get. And, you know, what no one foresees is what, or no one sort of can tell, is how much better he's going to get. Like, it is not, I mean, he gets put in very good positions to succeed. The opportunities are there. I also think that, you know, there's been big games where he has not sort of emerged and had, you know, a moment like Patrick Mahomes had on Monday night last year, for instance. Trubisky, you know, it's fair or not, what happens in the national conversation is if you sort of announce yourself during those big games, then that's what most of the country thinks you are. Trubisky hasn't really had that. I mean, even, you know, maybe their big, highest profile game was the Thanksgiving, and he didn't even play, you know?
Where is the Tyreek Hill situation as we stand right now?
It's still under investigation, and, you know, it's everybody wants the NFL to act. Like, the whole world is frustrated the NFL hasn't acted. But neither has Child Protective Services, and his case is still open. And I think what everyone is trying to sort out is who actually to believe, because we heard the recordings, which were horrifying. You know, we have heard basically from, you know, his lawyer essentially wrote a letter and kind of spoke his side of it. There's a, you know, a 3-year-old involved, and at some point Child Protective Services will interview that 3-year-old, and I don't know how you know what you're supposed to get. I don't know how to even describe what that would be like. I mean, I know, you know, I have a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old. Trying to figure out what my 4-year-old did at school every day is like, you know, a mystery. It's like a legitimate puzzle. So I can't imagine trying to ask a 3-year-old for life-changing information. And these are, you know, and these are big, big, big decisions. So I think that's kind of where it is, just waiting for all this to get sorted out, because what they don't want is to make a decision then have to come back a couple weeks later because it's changed.
We are talking with NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Bernstein and McKnight. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the number 17 Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. How's our guy Vic Fangio doing? You talked to him lately?
I think he's doing okay. He seems very comfortable and at ease. And, you know, I don't know what you sort of expect from a guy because, you know, first of all, he hasn't lost yet, so of course he's doing great. But he has a difficult situation in that they have a quarterback they just traded for. They have the next quarterback, maybe, a second rounder. You know, those history does not speak great of second round quarterbacks. But, you know, I think Drew Lock is someone who some people believe can really succeed. I think he's managed it okay in that there haven't been any terrible headlines except for Flacco basically saying, like, yeah, I'm not really going to help the guy, which is, you know, fine. Who cares? So I think he's doing fine. I mean, there's just the Chris Harris situation, you know, one of the best corners we've seen in the NFL the last couple of years, trying to get a new contract. That still needs to get sorted out. But, you know, I think Fangio is going to end up being in a really good spot, because he's going to have a team that has a chance to win. And as a first-year coach, that is pretty good.
Ian, lastly, the other headline I saw as it pertains to quarterbacks, Dak Prescott says he's confident he'll be a Cowboy for life. Should he be? Is that going to work out for him? And
should he be confident or should he be a Cowboy for life?
Both, actually.
I would say both, yeah. I mean, I don't understand the criticism. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, Dak is a fourth rounder, and for some reason in the NFL, or in life, I guess, you're sort of remembered for where you get drafted. You know, like in college, everyone's remembered for how many stars you had. In NFL, it's remember, you know, where you got drafted. So it took Tom Brady like 10 years for people to forget that he was a sixth rounder. I think for Dak, people still haven't forgot that he's a fourth rounder, because if you literally just look at statistics, you know, he's had a better first 3 years than Tony Romo did. And he also took Romo's job. And in the fourth quarter in overtime, his stats are among the best in the NFL that we've seen in the last 10 years. I don't know what else people are looking for, honestly. I have no idea. Like, he's a good person. Teammates love him. He's a good player. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's tough. Like, I don't get it. I think he's going to be a Cowboy for life. I think he's probably going to make $30 million a year, as he should.
Wow. Ian, thanks as always.
Thanks, Ian.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
That is Ian Rappaport, brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. The Midday Midway is coming up ahead of Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer, who is going to join us just after 11 o'clock. I have Philly fans being Philly fans, and completely deservedly so. I'm with them on this. I also have the fine line between polling and trolling when polls are used to shine a light on us.
We've got a minor league baseball promotion that fits this show perfectly, and a local heist involving an animal.
Ooh.
It's perfect. It's the Midday next on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Kona, taking Chicagoland by storm.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive.
Discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
For 4 days only, double up and stock up at JCPenney. Get two for $25 select women's shorts from ANA, St. John's Bay, and Arizona. It's the perfect summer look. And shop two for $20 on select men's polos from St. John's Bay in his favorite colors. The best part? You don't need a coupon. Two is better than one. So hurry in to JCPenney now through Sunday and get ready for your best summer ever. JCPenney. Offers valid 5/16 to 5/19. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi OnePlus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi OnePlus tools up to an $84 value free. The OnePlus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools, so now going cordless is almost endless. Buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th, limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Sorry I'm late. I thought I left the garage open and had to drive all the way home again.
Funny, I left mine open today too, but I got a text from my security system letting me know.
Your security system?
Yeah, it's got Alarm.com technology. It knew I left the garage open and sent me an alert. Then I just closed it from my phone. Alarm.com systems are professionally monitored. If there's an emergency, the police or fire department are going to respond. With the kids, it was an easy choice. Literally with one app, I can control the smart thermostat, video cameras, doorbell cameras, smart locks, even the garage door.
Don't tell me you installed all that.
No way. Security is for the pros. I had one of Alarm.com's local service providers design the ideal system for our home and install it. They did a fantastic job. It was fast, and I got a great deal.
So how do I get Alarm.com?
Easy. Just go to alarm.com/radio to find local professional service providers you can choose from.
Alarm.com/radio?
Yep. Alarm.com/radio.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-577-9696. 800-577-9696. That's 800-577-9696.
News of a local heist and Philly fans being Philly fans. The always entertaining and unpredictable Midday Midway is next in a minute on The Score.
Next, New Ellen. Guest host Melissa McCarthy. Plus, Maya Rudolph.
I was probably like 23 when we met. That's like 3 years ago, you guys.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC5.
See more.
Hear more.
Know more.
Get more in the morning with NBC5 News Today.
Zoraida Sambalin and Alex Maragos show you what's going on in the city and suburbs.
NBC5 News Today is up to the minute you're up. Weekdays starting at 4 a.m.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Very busy first portion of this Thursday version of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. A lot of talk about Yu Darvish and the Cubs and what happened yesterday. Len Casper reacted to that. Ian Rappaport allowed us to touch base and refresh our NFL knowledge, and it brings us to here.
We begin online because that's where life really happens. You don't watch Game of Thrones, Dan. I know that. But many, many people do. And at least 16,000 people are upset with how this current and final season of one of the most watched television shows of all time is coming down to a close. There is a petition on change.org that 16,000 people, at least so far, 16,000 people have gone on to sign, begging the executives at HBO to remake the final season, season 8 of Game of Thrones, with quote unquote competent writers. So that they can fix the issue at hand. The petition.
Undo this.
It's no. Well, you could undo this. I mean, it's all fantasy and fiction. And Martin hasn't even written the book yet. So, you know, theoretically, it's going to be redone anyway, assuming he actually writes the book. But they've proven, according to the petition, Benioff and Weiss have proven themselves to be woefully incompetent writers when they have no source material. The series deserves a final season that makes sense. Subvert my expectations and make it happen, HBO. That's it. That's all the petition reads. You can go online. It signed it at change.org.
So it's just venting, is all it is.
Of course it's venting, but that's what sci-fi fans do. They're either horrible or wonderful and supportive of the product at hand. Either way, the money flows in, and they'll make some spin-offs, and people will be happy there.
There is a polling company called Civic Science, and they use online polling, Twitter, etc., to hold a mirror up to us as a people with some interesting questions, and they wait to see the responses, and then they reveal the responses. Some people thought this was a bit, a hoax. It wasn't. It was real, and you can go to Snopes.com and get the whole story for how and why this happens. But they posted this question. Should schools in America teach Arabic numerals as part of their curriculum? Okay.
I don't like where we're headed here.
What percentage of people do you think said no?
I would hope 0%.
56%.
That's
not
absurd.
Just a plurality, a majority of the 3,624 respondents said that Arabic numerals should not be taught in schools in America.
God, it's monumentally stupid.
And in case you didn't know, and I can't believe I even have to say this.
You shouldn't.
Arabic numerals are what we know as, you know, numerals. These symbols say, Mike Francesa, maybe you can help us out a little bit here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
All of them Arabic.
All of them are Arabic numerals as opposed to Roman numerals. And people said 56% of respondents said schools in America should not
teach
Arabic numerals. Now, they've also done other things here as well. They asked the question, should schools in America teach the creation theory of Catholic priest Georges Lemaître as part of their science curriculum? What percentage of people do you think said no?
Well, if Arabic numerals are out, that means zero is out, so I can't say zero again, can I? I don't know, 40?
53%.
Okay.
Again, a majority of people said schools in America should not teach the creation theory of Catholic priest Georges Lemaître. You know what that creation theory is? It's the Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
that is widely accepted as the beginning of the actual physical universe, saying what has been accepted by physicists from Albert Einstein all the way through Stephen Hawking.
So regardless of which side you come down on in the great polemic debate of our time, it doesn't matter. We're all idiots. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
And that's
we're all just morons.
That's what the point is, that the people behind this particular company said the goal of the experiment is to tease out prejudice among people who didn't understand the question.
Perfect.
Consider it a success?
Go Bears!
If you're not, if you live in town, like in the Chicago neighborhoods, and you're not following Block Club Chicago, you ought to. It is a wonderful place for local news. It's great.
Like hyper local, right?
Super, super local. Yeah, like from a street by street basis. Yeah. Like it's
like those idiots over at Big Boy Euros near my house.
Yeah, you can find news about
that.
Those folk over there.
I will not be eating there ever again.
Probably a good decision. This, though, from Mina Bloom on blockclubchicago.com, it's a heist. Sweet Pea, the shop cat at Fleur in Logan Square, was stolen.
The owner is of a friend of my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they had their cat stolen on Monday evening.
Oh, my gosh.
The cat, thankfully, Sweet Pea, is back home and
safe. That's a great store.
Oh, it's fantastic.
They're really good florists.
According to shop owner Kelly Marie Thompson.
Uh-huh.
Thompson, I did not check this with you for a potential conflict of interest. Apparently, I should have. Thompson said the cat thief's friend, who was also seen in the shop's surveillance video, returned Sweet Pea Tuesday evening after seeing all of the social media posts. The woman thought she was saving a stray, the friend told Thompson. She wanted to take care of Sweet Pea because she looked so frail. Again, this cat, Sweet Pea, 17 years old, is in the shop. She is the shop cat.
That's their cat.
This woman took the cat from the shop because she was worried about it. Now, there was a handwritten note. Hmm. Impeccable handwriting, by the way, and it reads as follows. I am so terribly sorry for making the mistake of taking your cat. This is my first time in your store, and presumably her first time stealing a cat, though I can't confirm that, and saw Kitty in the window and immediately felt concerned for her health and for her appearance.
That's kind of a backhanded shot right there, huh?
I brought her home with the idea of feeding her and cleaning her up, but did not think any further ahead about the consequences. My only intention was to get her in good health and care for her. She was in good hands for the night, but I know now she has a loving family and a proper home, and I misread the situation. My sincere apology.
Idiot.
I do hope that the apology was sincere. Thompson, the shop owner, said you can't be a vigilante. If there's an indoor animal and they look sick, ask why. I'm glad there are people who love animals as much as we do, but there's a responsible way and an irresponsible way to take care of them. This was irresponsible. The woman who took Sweet Pea, the cat, was apparently too embarrassed to return her herself and had a friend do it. That is a local heist.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Kind of. It came from a good place, I guess. All right, when I mention Philly sports fans, what do you immediately think of? You think of
batteries, Santa Claus, hatred.
Right.
Punch him out, Rick. Booing Santa Claus and throwing snowballs, and then there was the Phillies fan that was throwing up on people on purpose and the whole thing. Well, here, I gotta say, I'm with you, because Bruce Willis came out to throw out the first pitch against the Milwaukee Brewers, a ceremonial pitch, and he wasn't even standing on the mound. He was standing in front of the mound.
Stand on the mound.
Aaron Nola was the designated catcher, and Willis couldn't get it to him on the fly. This isn't Lori Lightfoot. This is Bruce Willis. Big, tough, 65-year-old Bruce Willis.
Supposed to be able to do anything.
This is John McClane from Die Hard. And he couldn't get it there, and here was the reaction. Now, if they were not chanting Bruce.
They're not brucing.
They were not chanting Coomer. That was booing. He wasn't even standing on the mound, and he bounced it there. And Philly fans, I'm not going to say this often, I'm with you.
There is a competition going on online. You know our penchant for minor league baseball teams.
Penchant.
Particularly penchant. It's French. Probably.
It's suffering.
I know. The Montgomery Biscuits, your favorite minor league team. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
They're running a promotion Saturday, May 25th. You can go online and vote for this thing. You can go online and vote for your favorite name for the retro biscuit character. It is the Name This Biscuit contest. And I bring this up because of the five choices, there is a clear runaway number one choice that I advocate every Bernstein and McKnight listener to go online and vote for. Your five choices for the Name the Biscuit contest.
Mm-hmm.
Maxwell. John Doe.
John Doe.
Sir Up. Gumpy.
Is Zawoski doing these?
Sounds like it, doesn't it? And here's the one y'all ought to go vote for. Here's the one that's actually the winner, although Syrup Biscuit is kind of... It's Pat O'Butters. Pat O'Butters is the clear winner in this contest. Go online, montgomerybiscuits.com, name the biscuit. There is no greater cause. By the way, I went through and looked at the Montgomery Biscuits roster. You want some names? The manager is Morgan Ensberg.
Wow.
Which makes me feel old.
Is my buddy still the pitching coach?
Who's your buddy?
R.C. Lichtenstein.
R.C. Lichtenstein is still the pitching coach. It does not give... It gives a date of...
Funk is the best.
It gives a date of birth for R.C. Doesn't say whether he is... doesn't have a weight or a height or a batting hand or throwing hand, so you know he's been around for a while.
Who, R.C.? Oh, yeah, he's really good. He's actually worked with my son's teams, helped out, and I mean, he's been great with kids from a very young age, really good pitching coach, rising star in their organization.
My favorite from the roster, this is the name that is like classic minor leaguer, maybe cup of coffee at some point in the future, and I hope I'm not throwing his career into the wastebasket. Now, Dalton Motes is the most minor leaguey name.
No. That's an 1880s name.
Dalton Motes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a guy with a pillbox hat and a handlebar mustache well waxed.
Dalton Motes. He is a left-handed reliever, 6'3", 210. He is not on the 40 man, but here's rooting
that
for
guy, no,
Dalton Motes.
Dalton Motes like lost a finger in the Civil War, right?
Yeah.
And I should tell you, you should see this young left handsman, Dalton Motes.
Yes, best pass ball in the league.
That is the Midday Midway. Keep it here because we'll talk to none other than Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer in just moments. He's on next. We also have giveaways. Between now and the end of the show, a chance to win $1,000. And this is really cool. If you have never played at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, the Brute course, the Highlands course, you're going to win a foursome of golf at one of those courses between now and noon. So don't go anywhere. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Your hard work, your village of support, your achievements. At American Family Insurance, we understand what it takes to make your first home a reality. That's why we work so hard to protect it. For home, auto, life, and business. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, great news. You've been enjoying your Quip electric toothbrush because it's awesome. That's why it was one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. And now maybe your kids have been looking and seeing mom and dad brushing with the Quip. Well, now your kids can join in the fun. There is a new Kids Quip. It has the same two-minute timer, the same guiding pulses as the original version, and this isn't gimmicky. It's just tweaked for sized-down mouths. It's a smaller brush head, and it comes with watermelon anti-cavity toothpaste, rubber grip handles in colors the little ones will love. Same deal, no charger, doesn't plug in, the same idea with running 3 months on one charge, and you have your timer and the vibrations, and there's no wires, no cords. Brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, so you can get your kids involved in the fun and the health of having a well-cleaned little mouth. And really what's cool about the Quip is when it tells you to switch sides, it doesn't beep. And I have to tell you, from personal experience, having had a significant other that has had a beeping toothbrush, it's always beeping at the wrong times, either just as you're trying to fall asleep or maybe when somebody's getting up an hour earlier than someone else. This doesn't beep. This pulses. So only the person using the toothbrush is getting the signal, not everybody around the person using the toothbrush. It's one of the reasons I love Quip. So I have over a million happy and healthy mouths due to Quip. Starts just $25. Go to getquip.com/score. Your first refill pack is free. Getquip.com/score. GETQUIP.com/score.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $159. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 40-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with Ryobi's trimmer blower combo. Just $159, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th while supplies last.
Hey Google Pixel fans, for a limited time, get both our Sprint Unlimited plan and the all-new Google Pixel 3a included for under $35 per month per line.